school, there is the old show Get Security Person, and it's lovely, very lovely to be back. It's been a long time, and I have been away due to some circumstances and some reasons, but I'm back and the show is alive and running. I would like to apologize for not being available again, because I know what it means to people to love a show and want to listen to it, and you know, suddenly it just goes off and all that thing. Thank you for sticking with us and always listening to Get to Be the First Son. I love you so much. Alright, today on this segment, I'm going to be talking about something that is very pertaining to Nigeria. Yeah, there's been a lot of hiccups and ups and downs in the country in the last few months, and a lot of issues are actually came out to the face of the art in matters relating to the government and police brutality, and a lot of stuff have been going on while I was away. But today I'm going to be talking about a particular sector that is very important in every nation, which is the educational sector, and that is why this episode is tagged Beyond Ending ASUU Strike. Okay, first off, most people just say ASUU, you know. Most people don't even know what ASUU stands for. ASUU was founded in 1978, and it stands for Academic Staff Unions of Universities. So this is a collective group of academic staffs coming together to fight for the rights of its members. So that means universities across Nigeria have a union to fight for their rights, not just their rights, also for the rights of the student and the university, so that education can be promoted in Nigeria, so there will be adequate growth for education in Nigeria. Also, despite all this all this fuss about ASUU strike, a lot of people saying a lot of things, there seems to be no way around this strike. It has been going long now for about 7 months. Even I would even say the coronavirus actually aided this strike, because it just made it easy for these guys to say, you know what, we're not working again. And we are not working. We mean we're not working, and we're not gonna teach students. We're not gonna go to universities. We're not gonna even resume schools. There are even issues of them proposing that the federal government close down Nigerian universities for 2 to 7 years. You know, a lot of these issues have been coming out, and the big question is why. Question is why. So why are they even embarking on this long time strike? What is the issues on the ground? How has the federal government responded, or have they not responded? What is delaying? What are the issues? You see, many times they've come out to say the federal government are not ready to actually answer. Don't give a very clear answer to their demands. They said they've been direct, but the federal government have not been direct. So we're gonna be looking at all these issues, and all these ups and downs between ASUU and the federal government. So the first things first. The major issue actually has been about payments of salaries, and the ASUU said they've not paid their workers salaries since February, and now we're in November. That's almost like 8 months' salary on withhold, you know, that has not yet been paid. It's very, very, very appalling, you know, in this kind of government of democracy, and we see things like this whereby the government are owing salaries. You know, it's very rampant in the Nigerian government system. But that is not the issue here. The issue is the government are actually willing to pay the salaries because they ought to pay it. The issue is the system of payment. You see, the government has put in place a system of payment, which is the IPPIS, the Integrated Payroll and Personnel Information System, which enables them to have the details of all their workers in a particular sector in one place, having their name, their address, the amount of salary, that is the figure they are collecting. They will be able to undergo remuneration. They'll be able to know when a particular employee is to retire. You know, all those information will be there. And the issue is that ASUU does not want to get paid with that kind of system, because according to their leader, he said 70% of the lecturers that ASUU are representing are not yet on the government IPPIS system. So how do you expect them to accept that kind of payment strategy for workers that are not even there yet? That means there will be prolonged payments. That means that the time at which they will pay the workers will even be prolonged, because they have to first of all get all of them that system before they can pay the unpaid salaries. What the ASUU is proposing is they should use their system. They have a system in place, the ETAS, the University Transparent System. The university are claiming they have their own system, the University Transparent and Accountability System, to pay their workers that when they pay the unpaid salaries with that system, later on, after they see that they are satisfied with the way things are going, peradventure they will transfer to the IPPIS. But what the government is saying is they want to pay with the IPPIS, and what ASUU is saying is they don't want to get paid with the IPPIS system. Now, that was that's one of the major issues that have been on ground for the time being. But every time ASUU comes out to talk, they always say that their demands have not been met. But when every time FG comes out to talk, they would say the only issue is the payment, the system payment issue, the IPPMS or the ETS. So there was a little bit of security there for me to be so like, okay, FG will come and say the only problem left they are trying to sort out is the payment system, and ASUU will come out and say, you know what, they've not even answered after all we're giving them. So it took me time to actually research and actually find out is it the payment issue that is the only issue for these guys, or there are more issues. And after researching, I found out that ASUU actually has given them a stated desire that they want them to carry out in the universities. I'm going to read them for you now. The first one was they should pay up the payments of end academic allowances. That means they're still owing them EAE, the end academic allowances. They also one of the lists they give them is also revitalization of the university system. Also, one of the reasons they also give them for them to resume work is setting up visitation panel to universities, and also they should fulfill their condition in their agreement in the 2004 and 2009 meeting. So that means they've had an agreement in 2004 and 2009 that up to now the federal government have not fulfilled. So you see, the issue is, regardless of who the president is or who his cabinets are, as long as as much as ASUU is concerned, they all see them as the federal government. So they've had an agreement with the past governments in 2004 and 2009, and these agreements have not been met up to this moment. We are in 2020, and these people are saying, we have been, coming to you saying we want things, and you say, okay, you know what, you're gonna do it. We're gonna do it for you. Go back to work, and we go back to work. This time around, we're not going back until we see changes. It's come to a time whereby we cannot take your word for it anymore. We have to see you do something. They have to see the action ongoing. And that, I think that's what has been the issue for us 2 years. They don't just want to say, you know what, FG has promised that they're going to do this, they're going to do that, we're just going to go back to work. No, because they know the moment they turn your back and carry your baggages and start walking, the FG will forget all their requests. And that is why they are sticking to their strike. That is why they are making it so strong that they are not going back to work until all these terms, all these conditions are met. Okay, so this week, the president of Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari, spoke at the convocation and the 72nd founding day celebration of the University of Ibadan. Actually, he was not there in person. He was represented by the executive secretary of NUC, Professor Rashid Abubakar. In that convocation, while speaking on behalf of the president, he promised to fulfill all the requests of the rest of the ASU. And he also made mention of something very, very odd, is that he said the government cannot handle the educational sector alone. There is need for help from the private sector, that the universities should make themselves attractive to private ownerships. And it gives me a little bit of concern that, is it now we know that our government is not capable of handling our educational sector? And I don't want to say much, but about this issue, it brings another issue. So are we saying the federal government of Nigeria is not capable of delivering quality education? I think we have to say this, it has to be mismanagement of funds and misplacement of priority, because in a country whereby you don't place education as a priority, then you will not even see that as a responsibility. Because when we look at the budgets right now, somebody was showing me something, telling me something that the funds that is allocated to rehabilitation of programs that, you know, the ones that surrender, the funds that is allocated for that to rehabilitate them is way much more than the funds allocated to education. And it's very alarming. Now, nobody's talking, nobody's making that issue. What's the issue? How will your education be getting a little contribution from the budget, and whereby rehabilitating some people that have been killing Nigerians will be getting more budget? It shows mismanagement and displacement of priorities. They need to understand that our education is our top priority. Education brings knowledge, brings light, it enlightens people. So they need to, you know, be very, 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 very dedicated to making it the best in the world. And this is what these people, the academic staff union of universities, this is what they are fighting for, to have a standard education whereby we can stand with the global universities, this standard universities across the world. We can compete with them. You know, that is what these people are. If you look at now, very shamefully, it was in recent times that Nigerian universities got into the top 1,000 universities in the world. I think that was Covenant University of Ibadan, and I'm not sure. I think it's either Unilag or OAU, one of those two universities, were also there too. But the thing is, it took us so quite long to get into the top 1,000 universities in the world. It's when you see things like this happen, because you know how long UI has been in existence. You know how long there's been University of Nigeria in Tsuka has been in existence. You know how long Obafemi Awolowo University has been in existence. Many, many, many more like that. You can't keep mentioning universities, great universities in Nigeria, but they are nowhere to be found in the top global universities. And this is because we're not paying attention to our educational system. So, that happens here. So, the federal government has been pointing to the fact that the universities should be looking for private investors, and you know, that means they should bear their burden themselves. They are already eating that a little bit. Before we know it, it's going to be one of the big pictures now about we don't have money, you can get educated. There was a time in Nigeria that education was free, but it seems it came from free to cost. Okay, so let's go deep into education. But I was just saying, I was just actually buttressing and expanding what Professor Rashid Abubakar, who was representing the president of Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari, you know, in that convocation in University of Ibadan. So, having said that, you see that this issue has been on ground for so far so long, from 2004. We can see them asking for things they've agreed on since 2004 and 2009 that our government has not actually, you know, actually done. So this, how will his student feel in his part that, okay, I'm supposed to go to school now and I'm not in a particular level for certain years? You know, the student union has actually had a meeting, the student union across Nigeria, and they've decided to embark on a protest. They've given the federal government 7 days ultimatum, which will lapse on Friday. The beginning of 7 days after the whole lapse of Friday, that if there is no improvement and the demands of ASUU are not met, they will start a protest. We saw what the NSAF protest did and how it was hijacked. The issue is that this same protest that is about to be started on Friday, would it not be hijacked? Would we not have the same repeat of what happened with the NSAS protest? For me, I think we should reconsider the protest, because we have seen the kind of government we have. They are not ready to listen to a peaceful protest. They would just turn a deaf ear to what you say, try to find a way to sabotage it, if not possible. You know, and once people that are not part of you genuinely join the protest, start getting out of hand, and then what you don't expect starts to happen. And that was what happened in the NSAS protest. People that were not actually part of the peaceful protest started entering. Before we know it, we saw a jailbreak. Before we know it, you know, it turned to burning properties and houses, and it was not actually a friendly scene. It was quite obscene. Having said all this, we've seen where we stand with ASUU, that ASUU will be very strong-headed with the ambitions of not resuming to work until the federal government of Nigeria meets all their demands. The students' union has decided to embark on a protest if the FG does not meet the demands of ASUU. But you as a student, where do you stand? See, ASUU wants to get that we should travel, have fun, and acquire new skills. I mean, in a way, yeah, it's a very good thing. Acquiring skill part is a good idea, because most people I know that are mates now in the university together, they've started, you know, doing something with your hands. And I would advise you also, personally, for me, that you should get yourself doing something. Don't waste this time. It's a gift for me. It's a gift in disguise, you know. Time waits for no one. You have to make use of what you've got, the little you've got. You don't know when there will be no time. So this time that we have, that we are on strike, in quote, you can get yourself doing something worthwhile, you know. Learn something you've not learned before. It can be a new language, it can be a new trade, it can be a new skill. In fact, you can actually learn more by all the digital marketing, online digital. Most things are now done online. You find online jobs that you can do from your home. If you don't want to feel stressed of, you know, going up and down, going about, you don't want to go out, you know, there are a lot of things you can do at this time. You can get yourself busy. The moment you're not getting yourself busy, you get yourself grateful to do some things you don't want to do because there's a sign. I do, and there's a devil's workshop. I'll leave you with this. Even if acid fails to rhythm, even if empty refuses to concur, be determined to get something and do something worthwhile. So, having said all my blah 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 blah, we've come to the end of the show, and I hope you've gotten a thing or two about ASU and the federal government. We hope the strike ends soon enough. I personally, I think probably this strike will end next year. But that being said, that is that. So our next segment on the on my episode will actually involve the low business people, people that are starting their new businesses and they are trying to get a boom, you know, youths that are actually trying to make that money. I'm going to be having most of them on my podcast next. I don't know who's going to be the first one. Probably it's going to be Kenny Airplugs. If it's not Kenny Airplugs, it can be a fashion designing brand. I'm going to be giving you all these people. Why did they go to their business? Why are they there? Why did they start a business? What is the purpose? What is their business offer to you? How can you get them? All exclusive and next on Get to Me for some. Thank you for listening. So great to have you guys. It's so great that you are always listening to me and clicking. Much love. Muchas gracias. Adios. Bye bye.